Hello and welcome to the Periodic Fable, the podcast where we take a dive into the world of chemistry with me, Hallam Wheatley.
And me, Bryony Parker.
And no Cameron Day today. So it was me missing last week and it's Cameron missing this week. But he's with us in all but presence. So that's the main thing. So we will. But Brill, how are you, Bryony?
I'm good, thank you. Yes, good. It's a bit dreary, isn't it? I always go straight for the weather. I don't know why. Very British thing, maybe, but it's a bit grim. But
it's quite a nice evening here up north.
Is it? Yeah, it is. Our sun.
We have, yeah. I was in St. Helens yesterday, and it wasn't as nice. It was pretty grey, pretty wet, pretty windy, which is a typical St. Helens day. But yeah, it was nice to be in St. Helens. But yeah, the weather here is quite nice, so. It's too late for a barbecue now, though. But
yeah. It's nice still to have the long evenings anyway.
It is. But other than that, how's life? Everything good?
Yeah, busy as always. Still doing my musical theatre stuff. I've got a concert coming up soon. My friend from school she's got a dance company, and she's asked me to sing in their dance show in Guildford. So,
Very nice.
Electric Theatre in Guildford, so I've been doing some practice for that.
that sounds brilliant. No, good for you. I wish I was as exciting as that, but I am in the books at the moment because I have two assignments due in a week on Monday. So, yeah, my life
is pretty
boring at the minute. But my son was two last week, so that kept me busy.
Happy birthday.
That kept me entertained. He's full of life, full of beans, which is great. But
sweet.
Yeah, so... But podcast, second episode of our trip to Emmanuel College, which was fantastic. I know in the first episode you briefly touched on what we were doing while we were there, which was brilliant. And obviously doing all the editing and going back and, you know, putting it all together. God, they blew me away at the time. And like you listen to it back and it's like, I remember saying to Gavin, the head teacher, the head of the sixth form who's helped coordinate all of this. Big thanks to Gavin and Dr. McMillan. Saying that, God, you've got some students here. And he joked that they picked the top students. And I said, I don't believe you. And he was like, no, we're quite a good school stroke college. And you can see that. And you certainly can see that from the students we've spoken to in this episode. So,
Yeah, they're just incredible. And the passion that they have. You know, it was interesting to see how that started off with year 7, 8, and it kind of remained throughout all the years we interviewed. And it's just so lovely to see that there are still so many students that are still passionate about it, just like we were when we were that age, looking forward to what we were going to do. And it's lovely to see.
Yeah, they put me to shame because they all seem to have a pretty good idea of, even if they didn't know what they want to do, they had the idea of the path that they wanted to go down. And, you know, I'm 30 and still don't know that. So, you know, it's kudos to them. But no, in this episode, we're going to kind of explore the sixth form aspect. So we've got, I think it's three interviews with six students. So two from year 12, two groups from year 12 and one interview from year 13. And the idea behind this was picking students some who'd picked science subjects and why, and then on the other side of the spectrum, some who hadn't picked science and why, and kind of seeing if you can see that transition from the early years in school to, you know, the older students and see if there's some kind of similarities between it, but learning from the students. But yeah, the students who didn't pick science, they listening to what they've taken as options. I think I'd rather do science, put it that way, because... I think it was Latin, classics, that kind of thing. So
they sounded very different, but still so impressive. All of the students are just so impressive. But I think with the students that hadn't taken science, it's still very clear that they understood the importance of science. We chatted to them a little bit about that, didn't we? It actually reminds me of something that my friend Muriel sent me, which is a report published recently following on from the G7 meeting in May. And they talked about the importance of science communication in their meeting. And she shared with me this report, and I'll read it to you. It says, We acknowledge the importance of responsible and effective science communication to develop public awareness, appreciate scientific research, and enhance public trust by promoting the role of scientific evidence as an important consideration in the decision-making of governments and the public. To improve the quality and impact of interactions of science, policy, and society, the G7 supports the future development of science, policy, and communication. We encourage the involvement of society in research and innovation policies. So clearly, science communication is being acknowledged, which is great because that's what we do, that's what we love. And yeah, just so important. And hopefully those that don't take science and go on to, you know, not do science again, still appreciate it. And so that's why for us, science communication is so important, because it's not just about talking about what we love with other people who love it too, but talking about it with people who maybe don't understand it or don't understand the importance and getting that message across.
That's so important, isn't it? And that's why we do what we do. And, you know, we're not paid to do this. We do it because we love it and we understand the need for science communication to be absolutely spot on. I mean, I know it's in kind of the work that you do, Bryony, but obviously you've got involved in the podcast with us because your passion for this kind of work is so needed, isn't it? Like kind of communicating what, you know, I understand that a lot of people don't do science past 16. That's quite a big chunk of the population past 16 who haven't touched a science textbook or read anything scientific, you know, per se, for quite a long period of time. So doing this is a way of hopefully showing people that science isn't scary, and actually we should talk about science because it touches everything we do. And yeah, so
exactly. No, that's if a, we can a really just nice story. If we can give some of our or inspire others to at least consider it, then we've done a good job. But you can love it and like us, you know, as you've studied science, you think, oh, I have these light bulb moments of, oh, that's why that does that. And that's so fascinating. And, oh, I just, you know, I've had so many moments like that studying chemistry when I thought, oh, that is so cool. But, oh, you know, how funny is that to tell people? But even if you don't think that's really cool, that's okay. But to still appreciate that it's still very important. Yeah. And if you don't understand it, then we need more people to help explain it, because that's the key, I think, isn't it?
Yeah, no, exactly. Couldn't have said it better myself. I think that leads nicely in to our year 12 and 13 interviews with Emmanuel College. Thank you, Bryony.
So hello and welcome. This afternoon we're joined by two more lovely guests from Emmanuel College. This time we're joined by Ahmed and Daniela, who are in year 13, and you guys are both taking science, is that right?
Yeah.
Excellent. So I'm going to ask you, what subjects are you taking at the moment?
So I take maths, biology and chemistry at the moment.
I'm taking maths, biology, chemistry and French.
Wow. Okay. And what is your favourite subject out of all of them?
For me, I'd probably say biology, because of I really just like the fact that you learn about the human body, also about plants, but the human body's the most interesting part. And like you can see how it all works together with what you learn in chemistry, but then applying it into actual human body.
I love that application side. How about you?
Yeah, I'd agree with that. I'd say in terms of content, biology is the best, but my favorite subject is maths, just because of the satisfaction you get when like you work through a problem and then manage to solve it.
I can hear Dr. McMahon's very happy that you both said biology. brilliant. So obviously you're right in the heart of your exam, so I appreciate that. And thank you for coming and talking to us today. So have you got any idea of what you're hoping to do after your A-levels?
So I'm going to be doing medicine if I get the grades. So hopefully at Queen's University Belfast. And I guess that links in with my love for biology, because it's basically the application of science in the human body.
Yeah, I'm aiming for dentistry at Newcastle. So again, if I get the grades, I'll be there next year, hopefully.
Wow.
Fantastic. And is that... those two something that you've both always wanted to do, or has that come through as you've been going through high school and learning more about them?
So initially I wanted to do medicine out of just a love for science in general, from like year seven when you start learning biology and chemistry. Those two are my favorite. But I think I transitioned to dentistry just based on things like work-life balance and like thinking of it from a more practical route. I kind of realized that working so many years, like it wasn't enough for me to like want to do it. I didn't want to sacrifice all those years. And I thought that dentistry was similar enough and it was also interesting. So I decided to opt for that route instead.
Yeah, for me, for medicine, I think for me, since I was really young, it's always been something that I thought would be cool to go into because like I've got family who do healthcare. So that's just kind of, I had a lot of influence already from that. And then doing science at school helped me to like ground that love for science and people as well. Because that is for me for medicine as well as the fact that you're helping other people, improving their lives. I think that is also a really great impact on why I would want to do medicine. So it's kind of been something that I've wanted to do for a long time, but then during A-levels and GCSE has also confirmed that.
Fantastic.
Brilliant. So I do have to ask, because obviously the three of us are all chemists and you both do take chemistry, which is great. You do both prefer biology, which we'll overlook for now. but, you know, what is it you kind of like about chemistry? What is it you don't like about chemistry and learning it right now? Just interest.
So it's not to say that like biology is way better than chemistry. It's very close.
Oh, don't worry. We know. We're not offended. Don't worry.
Chemistry is really good. I would say that I think for chemistry, just kind of seeing the details of what happens, like things you'd learn in biology, like enzymes. Mm-hmm. But when you see how that happens and the action of enzymes specifically, and then just like, for me, I really like mechanisms, like just seeing how everything plays out, how a reaction that you maybe learned at GCSE in just one step actually has lots of steps to it. Obviously, exams take, when you get blindsided by a question, can take away the love of that a little bit. Yeah. But for me, that would be what I like about chemistry.
At present, because it's like what I've been mainly looking at recently in my revision, probably the calculation side of it, like titrations, that's just fun when you just get that right. Yeah. But also probably to do with like how you apply the structure of enzymes and actions, active site, and like how that links with organic chemistry and the structures of molecules. And I just find that really interesting.
Wow. Yeah. That is impressive.
Another things about chemistry or maybe physics or other things that you've been taught throughout your school career that you kind of didn't enjoy or thought that things could have been done differently or kind of better conceptualized?
I think at the moment chemistry, all of chemistry is like all right. I think the things that you don't like is usually at first glance. So when you're looking at something like NMR for the first time, it's like, whoa, okay, what am I looking at? Like trying to figure out structures just based on like the graphs can be really difficult. And it's that challenge that can make you feel frustrated when you're just not getting it. But I think that like with anything over time, the more you look at something, the easier it becomes. And I think when you find something easy, you do also find it enjoyable. Like when you've transitioned from finding something really challenging to finally getting it, that's what makes like it fun for me at least. Mm-hmm. So yeah, what I would dislike about chemistry is just that initial like shock of seeing something really difficult and not getting it for the first time.
I think probably what I find it's kind of like linked with all of the subjects really. It's just like having to do the content in such a short amount of time and not really having enough time to properly dig into a subject and spend time to really learn it properly, and then having to go and do a lot of your own like own work behind it, even though you've obviously done, you get taught all of the content you need to know, but then having to really solidify that yourself without having that class environment to assist you like along the way, that can be a bit of a disadvantage of A-levels, I guess, in general. But
Yeah, I'd say like adding to that, not only having to learn everything in such a short amount of time, but especially with the two sciences, the exams kind of make things a lot less enjoyable. At a certain point, you start to look for like, how can I get marks rather than understanding like everything and like trying to apply it? Because a lot of it is just you're aiming to just get the marks. So in lesson, as interesting as a subject might be, when you get to the exams, it can kind of make you feel like you don't enjoy it as much just because of the style of questions they can ask. And again, when something's difficult, it can be frustrating, but that kind of thing.
It's a really, really interesting point. I think, you know, when you do coursework, you know, you do get to dive into topics a lot more than actually looking for marks. And obviously, the further you do with you know, science, and the kind of the further you go up to GCSE to A level to degree level, you do less of that course, and it is much more exam, more practical based. And yes, there's write-ups, but it's more specific to what you're doing. So I think that's a really kind of interesting point that you say. So one of the things that we've actually touched on is the kind of jump from GCSE to A level and how difficult that is. And I think, you know, we spoke to some Year 11s earlier, and I think they were saying, oh yeah, we hear it, but, you know, surely it's not that hard. We all know it's hard. You two have done it. We've all done it. What advice would you give yourself now to your Year 11 self going into A-levels?
100% would say, like, from the beginning, just keep up with your work. Don't let it slack, because that was something that I still regret now, is, like, having just, like, left things for a couple of weeks and then realising at the end of a half term, actually, I don't really know these topics very well and I'm not going to be ready for the assessment if I don't put a lot of effort in. And that's what I'm going to take on to university, is actually to keep up with it from the beginning. And also just not to be too worried about it, because it is going to be difficult, but everyone's going to be in the same position and you will have teachers there to help you. But also don't just, like, rely on other people only. You also need to put in the effort yourself. And if you really want to, you can do a little bit of reading ahead of time if you really want to, but I wouldn't have. But yeah.
I would say, I don't know, so I do agree with everything Daniela said, like, worrying can have a big impact, and I wish I didn't worry as much, and I wish I did start things, like, as I learn them, make notes and stuff like that. For me, for my Year 11 self, I would say brace yourself for the jump from Year 12 to 13, because as negative as that might sound, I found the jump from Year 12 to 13 a bit steeper than the jump from GCSE to A-level. Okay. So especially with maths, biology and chemistry, after the summer when you come back, kind of having forgotten things in year 12 as well, and then you're jumping straight into, like, difficult topics, that was a bigger jump for me. But I do agree with Daniela, like, don't worry too much, but also kind of keep on top of things, because you'll love yourself for it later and you won't really regret it.
And you've talked a lot about, like, ways you can manage the exams and that sort of thing, and not to worry too much, and making notes before, as and when you go through the lessons. What other top tips have you got? So you're in year 13 now, so you've been through plenty of exams since you've been in your GCSE years. So what kind of top tips would you give for approaching these exams coming up for students coming into your year as well?
I would say that, so it is subject specific, like, there are different ways to kind of revise for different subjects. For something like, so I think there is a distinction to be made between biology and chemistry, in that, personally for me, chemistry, when you know the content, it feels like the exam questions are quite, like, yes, there is application, but it is quite, if you know your content, you're pretty solid. As for biology, I think even if you know your content, there's no security whatsoever. Like, the exam questions can really blindside you, and the mark schemes can be really specific sometimes in looking for keywords. It sometimes, like, I look at a mark scheme for biology and I just didn't think of that at all. Like, it makes sense to me when I look at it, but while doing the question, it wasn't something that I thought of. So the top tip for biology would be, do practice questions. Chemistry is like, do both, look at content and practice questions. But I think that, you know, that combined with making notes early, doing little bits every day rather than having to cram everything, will save you.
Yeah, definitely the practice questions, but also going over content so that you can, you make sure you actually know what you're doing. Also, like, with biology, really the essay question, like, if you have that nailed down, then you have, like, quite a big part of your A-level you've got covered. But then just in terms of, like, actual exams, I think, like, your mindset can have a really big impact on it, because if you are, which is, it's really difficult saying it, because I struggle with myself as well, is, like, being really negative can have an impact on, like, your motivation to study. Because I know for me, sometimes if I get too negative about a subject or too bogged down about something and feel like, oh, I can't do this, then it really doesn't make me want to keep going. And because we are in a time now that we really have to just keep persisting, like, we have to keep motivated, otherwise we won't get through these A levels. So I think that's, like, surround yourself with people who can really encourage you, but also who can, like, point out to you things that they've struggled with, and that they can say, like, oh, you should probably have a look at this because I just noticed that. I don't know, so, like, surround yourself with good people, and relax as well at times. Don't just keep going. You need to have a bit of a rest every now and then.
Very important.
Fantastic advice, yeah.
Graphs as well. Graphs are always like loads of marks for graphs.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Graphs.
Yeah,
just
yeah.
Learn
to draw one. Label your axes.
Yeah.
Remember your units.
Yeah. My physical chemistry teacher, every year there was a graph question and I was like, I'm going to learn how to do that graph. Yeah, I'm conscious of time because I know you two have exams coming up, and Cameron, I know you need to get a train. I think the final question for me would be, you know, what's your next exam and do you feel confident?
We both have in 12, we haven't had any. I've had French speaking, but like it wasn't a written exam. In 12 days, we've got maths paper one, which is mechanics in pure.
Wow.
I'm not sure how I'm feeling because I am focusing on biology and chemistry revision more. But yeah, it's we're just going to see how it goes.
I'm sure it'll be great.
Biology is the next day. It's
that's
all,
always
it's all,
tricky, isn't it?
It's all crammed. Yeah. So we have quite a lot of exams. For me, I think I have 5 on the last week. So, yeah. So having to do one pretty much every single day and then 2 in one day is just, wow. it's a lot.
I think
but
all I can say on it is it'll definitely be worth it.
Yeah.
Massive good luck for it.
Thank you.
And thanks for talking to us.
Yeah, no problem.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Brilliant. Thank you.
Hello. So we're welcomed again by some more guests. Is it on?
Yeah, it is.
We're welcomed again by some more guests from Emmanuel College, this time from the sixth form. So we've got Catherine and Lucy here. And we've been told that you didn't opt for science subjects. So I'm guessing one of your favourite subjects isn't science. So do you want to tell us a little bit about what subjects you did choose and how they're going?
I've chosen French, maths and Latin with Greek.
Wow.
Yeah, I do history, Latin and French and also a bit of ancient Greek GCSE.
Wow.
So, yeah.
Okay, that's the lunchtime bell for anyone listening. We're not under attack, I promise. Yeah.
Wow. So you're linguists?
Yeah.
Yes.
Cool. And what do you like most about languages?
I just like communicating with people and just kind of getting into the culture and just being able to have that connection with another person. Yeah,
I think that as well. And I think also translating is really interesting, how you can pick apart words and sort of work out how like different languages are different and why they're different.
And what is it about Greek? So I've heard it's a really difficult language to learn. Is that something you've picked up in A-level?
It's easier when you've done Latin because it's quite similar to Latin. So the grammar is like this, basically the basis of the grammar is the same. So we've done that alongside our Latin studies.
Wow. So did you know that you were going to take those options at A-level kind of in year 8 or 9, or was this something that you decided after your GCSE exams? Or
Well, I knew I was going to take French, and I knew I was going to take Latin. Maths, I wasn't going to take. I was going to take RE, but then there was a clash, but I'm very glad I did take maths.
I think I always knew I was going to take French because that was like my favourite subject, and then I was between a few other subjects. And just when it came down to it, I just love Latin and history. So I just decided that that would be best for me and a best combination because I think they work quite well together.
Definitely. So one of the biggest questions I guess we want to ask is, why didn't you choose science? And that might have been a decision you've made a long time ago. It might have been, you know, throughout school you didn't really like the subject, or maybe you were torn between taking science and the subjects that you've chosen. So tell us a little bit about that.
Well, I always knew that I wasn't going to take science. I'm not naturally wired brain-wise towards it. Like, I can pick things up, and I find it interesting, but I just don't naturally tend towards science. And I've always known that I wanted to do languages, so I just kind of, it helped to eliminate science, and I didn't want to do any science-related jobs, so I just kind of eliminated that quite early on.
Yeah, I think it was similar. I didn't want to do science in the future, so it didn't feel like something that I wanted to. I felt like I should fully invest in either like science or humanities, like in terms of my subjects, and I didn't really want to do science in the future, so I didn't want to invest in sciences. And I did enjoy science, and I was good at it, but I just didn't really want to keep it going. especially since I knew I wanted to do French and Latin, it was like what worked best with that, and I thought like it would be better to do a humanity that would work better than to do a science with that.
I tried to combine both. I did maths, chemistry, biology, and classics at A level, and just failed classics throughout the year. I didn't fail in the end, but I just kind of just lost interest in it for a bit because I was wired science wise. Are there any skills or things that you learn in doing STEM subjects that you think have been useful taking forward into your A levels?
I guess doing like analysis of things throughout science, so like analyzing experiments and things, I think that's quite applicable to languages. And if when you're studying like actual like formation of language, that's kind of like linguistics, which has a scientific element to it. So I think that does cross over a bit.
Yeah, I found analysis and kind of that looking at data and stuff. So we do that still in maths, but like that's also kind of, we did a bit of that in French because we have to look at like how culture has changed and things. And also kind of just the processes, the logical kind of trying to work that through definitely has helped with putting that with languages and being like, oh, how does this logically work? And kind of those questions that you have to ask in science is, yeah, it just kind of helped. Yeah, that's...
You've mentioned the future. So obviously the A-levels that you've took, you know, what's the intention? Where are you, you know, what are you hoping to do after your A-levels? Have you already picked out universities or just out of interest, are you in first year A-level or second year?
First year.
Okay. So you're starting to think about UCAS applications now then, I imagine.
Yeah.
Okay, so.
I want to do classics at uni next year and I'm thinking about Cambridge as my main option.
Nice.
But I wanted to do classics and modern languages for a bit and then now I've just gone towards one because I didn't want to have to juggle like two things. But yeah, that's what my plans. I don't really know after that.
I want to do French. I was initially thinking French and linguistics, but now I just want to focus on French and choose another language as you can when you do it. And I want to do that at Cambridge as well.
So, wow.
If I can.
Wow.
I love that. I did French as well at A-level. And yeah, I found the combination of that with my science subjects, it was an interesting combination, but actually it worked really well because, again, you've got like the slightly different subject and the thought patterns and the way it makes you think, it makes you think differently. So when you're looking at science, there are certain kind of patterns of thought that it influences in science as well. So great choices. So what do you think in terms of science? So obviously you're not going down the science route, which is fine. But what do you think is important about science? So obviously people don't have to enjoy science, they don't have to take science, they don't have to go into science, but we all think that science is still really important for the world, and to have some understanding of it is important to take forward into everyone's lives as they go through and they leave school. So what do you think is important about science in the real world?
Well, I mean, it forms the foundation of quite a lot of things. I don't know, it's hard. There's a lot of jobs that require it, but I think also kind of being aware of the world around you and kind of how things fit together is quite nice and interesting, especially when you know that. And I don't know, it's just...
Yeah, I think it links to a lot of subjects and a lot of jobs and a lot of just things in everyday life. And definitely like from the like languages perspective as well, there's science throughout like linguistics and stuff, which I find really interesting. And I guess there's probably science throughout all of the subjects you do, so that's it's a good foundation of things because it does require you to think sort of in a different way than you might in other subjects, so I think that's a good foundation to have when you're going on to other subjects.
Definitely.
Yeah, and you're both quite complimentary about the kind of good skills that you picked up when doing science in GCSE, but what is it about science when you studied it was that you just didn't really like at all, or things that you would have liked that could have kind of inspired you more, or things like this?
I think that I just personally didn't really like love science. I think like I wanted to do subjects that I loved, and I didn't really find that with science, that like a lot of it felt like it was quite just foundation things, which I guess is interesting for some people, but it didn't really go to that like level of like, oh, this is really interesting for me personally.
Yeah, I just never clicked. Like, I think I preferred chemistry and biology over physics. And I think it's just because, like, you get to learn a lot more about the world around you. That's what I liked. But I think there's a lot of things where it's just kind of, you feel that a little bit separate from it, and kind of like, why are we learning about, I don't know, what's called moments and things like that are important in life, but you don't see the application sometimes in biology or in any of the sciences when you're doing it in physics, I think.
Yeah, that was, I think, one of my problems with studying science sometimes was that I didn't understand why I was studying it and seeing the application side of it. Yeah. And in my school, at least, there were never any school trips for science, so I didn't actually get to see in the real world what science did. It was just copying notes off a board.
Yeah, I think when you're not taking it to the next level as well, it's sort of like, this would be useful if I was going to be an engineer, but like, it's like not very useful for like, whatever I'm going to do.
I think for me, that was one of the eye-opening moments of university, was kind of understanding that what you're learning, you know, in an ideal world, you'll be able to apply it, but actually you're learning how to learn, and you're learning how to critically think and how to critically evaluate situations, because science is so niche and broad at the same time that what we're focusing on, you know, it's probably not going to be in a textbook in a lot of examples. But one of the things that we've spoke about on the podcast quite a few times whenever we've spoken with like academia or with apprentices, so I'm a former apprentice myself, but like I think when we all did A levels, that jump between GCSEs to A levels was something that we all identified. Yeah. So just, it would be really interesting to get your thoughts on how that jump has been, how you envisaged it.
I definitely thought people were exaggerating it. I was like, I'm sure it's fine. It can't be that difficult. I'm going from 12 subjects to three. Yeah. So it should be fine. I'll have loads of free time. And then you realise just how in-depth it's that you go into each subject and how much work it does require, because you have to keep up the skills constantly. And I think it's kind of, it's amazing that the way how much more in depth you do go, but at the same time you do see the amount of work and you think, actually no one was exaggerating this. It is a bit of a jump, but it's worth it. But
yeah, I think for me it was more like a different type of difficult than I expected. So it wasn't really harder than I thought it was going to be, but I thought it was going to be hard because the content was going to be hard. But in reality, it was more like you had more independence. So that was harder, because it was like doing things and taking more initiative yourself rather than just like turning up to your lesson, getting a sheet, doing it at home, and then that being like your work for the subject.
Workload was just intense. Yeah.
So. Yeah.
Yeah, I think that was something I struggled with at chemistry. I remember thinking, I've got this, and then getting exam results back and being like, I don't got this. They're not good.
First year AS Christmas exams. They don't have them anymore, do they?
We don't do AS exams, do you?
No, we don't do AS.
We do exams every 6 weeks.
6 weeks?
Wow.
But they're not really exams. They're more just like little tests. Where you're at. Yeah, just to see where you're at.
I think I'd have preferred that.
Yeah.
Kind of knowing where you're at, where your focus points are. Yeah. So one of the things that I find really interesting, so where we are at Emmanuel today, you've got the kind of, I'm assuming you both were here from year seven?
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So how's that been transitioning from year seven right through to sixth form? So my school didn't have a sixth form, so I had to go out somewhere. I don't know what your schools were like.
I had a sixth form.
Did you?
Yeah.
Did you? Too. Oh, wow. Okay, I'm the only one out. Well, it's a question to all of you. How do you find that? I mean, I imagine you're with the same people. Do you have the same teachers as well, just teaching you different content? Or?
Yeah, well, for some of the subjects, we have the same teachers. So for Latin, there's only one Latin teacher. Okay. So I've had the same Latin teacher, which is quite nice. Yeah. For French, we have different teachers than we had last year. And then for history, I've got different teachers as well. But like, you do know the teachers because you've done, like maybe been taught by them earlier on in the school. I think it's quite nice that you're with like your friends that you've been friends with, some of them since like year seven and stuff.
Because you mentioned the independence, and it's, I imagine my vision would be that would be quite hard at a school where it's like you're here from year seven right through, because how do you cut that off? But it's quite nice that that's happening anyway. So
yeah, a smoother transition, is it? So because the jump in work is so intense, it's nice to have friends around that you're comfortable with to share in those stresses.
Yeah, the environment is the same. So I stayed on at my sixth form, and I think there's a lot of change at that point in your life where you're taking on new subjects, you're doing them more intensely, they're more in depth. And to have a change of school at the same time as that must be quite a lot to take on. So I guess for me, the kind of feeling comfortable in my environment and knowing that I know this place well, I'm here still, all I need to do is just focus on my subjects and the rest. And some of my friends moved on, some of my friends stayed, I made new friends. So there's that too. But I think
Pros and cons, maybe.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I partied too much. That was my problem, but yeah, I won't talk too much about
it. Too much independence.
Yeah, too much, yeah.
So I think it's amazing that you're both planning to apply for Cambridge. Do you know what that journey's going to look like? Have you had to do any prep work yet, or does that start next
we've
year?
We've had some, like, sort of, like, Zooms with a tutor somewhere at Oxford who, like, works with the school. So we've been doing, like, sort of, we're sort of starting the preparation now.
Wow.
So yeah, that's
we have
been
our
on business
statements
stuff
to write in half term.
Yeah.
And we went on a Cambridge visit.
Yeah.
Before Easter, that was actually what got me into. I was completely anti Oxbridge, and then I was like, actually, this is quite a nice place.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, and we're both on the HG Plus program as well, which is like a preparation for university thing, which does like lectures about like preparing for uni, but also like about the subject as well. So that's good.
Great.
Brilliant.
Wow.
Brilliant. Well, conscious of time, and you've got lessons to go back to and A-levels to prepare for, and I don't want to take up more of the time, but I just want to say thank you very much for coming on. That's it's been nice. Great to listen to you both, and yeah, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Lovely to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
So hello, and good afternoon. We're joined again by some more lovely guests at Emmanuel College. We've got Joel and Nancy, who are in Year 12 and are taking science subjects. So as we've asked everyone today, we're going to start with what is your favourite subject?
So I do biology, geography and drama A-level, and currently my favourite subject is geography.
Love that. Okay.
And I do maths, biology and chemistry. And to be fair, my subject favourite changes every week. But at the minute, it's chemistry.
Excellent. Yes. We love chemistry.
That's what we're on here.
And interesting that you said drama as well. So yeah. Tell us a bit about that. What's that combination like with science and drama?
It's a good distraction from like dealing with like biology and like STEM all the time, because I feel like doing biology, geography and drama, it's quite a smooth transition, because like geography is like in the middle, and then some aspects of biology are in geography, and then like there's a social side of geography which is like in drama as well, so it's a nice flow, and then it breaks up my week as well, so like my week feels like different all the time because I'm always in a different setting.
Brilliant. So obviously you're doing you've both got a science subject in there. What is your plan? So you've got your 13 coming up. What's the plan after that? Have you got any ideas yet?
Yeah, so I plan on doing a medical degree.
Okay.
After year 13.
Brilliant.
I'm planning to do marine biology in Newcastle.
Wow.
Okay. Wow. That is impressive.
It's very impressive, yeah.
Two impressive options. Brilliant. So I'm assuming you're obviously finishing year 12 now, you've got some exams coming up, I imagine.
I'm currently in the middle of them.
Are you in the middle of them? Yeah. Okay, how are they going?
Good.
Well, I've only had one biology paper in my drama practical exam, so I've still got some after half term, but currently it's going well.
I've had a maths paper and a chemistry paper today.
Oh. Wow,
I had
fresh
a biology
out.
Paper on Monday, and I've got another chemistry paper tomorrow.
Oh, so. Wow. We need to ask, how did the chemistry paper go? How do you think it went?
Chemistry was the best paper out of all three of them.
Brilliant.
Which is surprising. I wasn't expecting that at all. Yeah. It was paper one on inorganic and physical chemistry. Oh. And the inorganic side was pretty good.
I love inorganic.
Yes.
Work as an organic chemist, and I used to love inorganic, which my colleagues didn't like, but yeah, physical chemistry was just over my head. But yeah, no, brilliant. Well, good luck for the rest of them, the pair of you. So fantastic. So in terms of kind of STEM and science, how's your kind of view and interest on it? Did you love it at year 7 and thought, I'm going to do this at A level, or was that something that grew through school? You know, did you decide in year 11, right, I'm going to do science at A level?
Well, I remember my year 3 science teacher was the most phenomenal person in the world.
Wow.
He was absolutely amazing. So I'd go to school and we'd have like different lessons every day with the same teacher. And he was just exceptionally good at science, more than he was the other subjects. So I just remember really loving science from a really, really young age.
Yeah.
Came to Emmanuel College, it was all the same. My GCSE biology teacher was also phenomenal. So I was like, I was always going to do STEM. Yeah. It was always there, so doing it now. So
I love that. My daughter's in year three, so that really kind of hits home. I hope she sat there now developing her love for science. I doubt it. From the way she talks about anything, I doubt it, but I hope so. What about yourself?
For me, I mean, from a young age, I mean, like, you always choose, like, when you're like four, what you want to be. And for me, it was always vet. I've always loved animals and wanted to be a vet. But obviously at four, you don't really know what that entails. So it's developed because, like, science has never been, like, properly my favorite. But out of the three, it's always been biology. And then, like, as I developed through, like, year seven and, like, into GCSEs, I decided that maybe being a vet wasn't, like, the best idea just because I'd prefer to be on the field personally. So like then I decided like zoology, and then I developed like a love for like water and like whales. Like whales are my current favorite animal. So it's developed more into wanting to be like a conservationist and on the field. So doing a marine biology degree will help me like stay quite wide net for like marine jobs, but I want to like specialize in marine conservation and being on the field.
Wow. That's impressive, yeah. Yeah, it's interesting how you went on that journey to find the subject that you wanted to do. And I was going to ask you as well, Nancy, how you came to decide you wanted to do medicine. Yeah. So was there a point where you thought, this is the kind of job that I know of and I like it and I'm good at science? Or are you aware of any other jobs that you could do with a science degree? Or how do you get...
Yeah. Like I said, I've always loved biology. Chemistry, I think, is like the most amazing thing in the world. I remember most of my influences come from TikTok. So I remember, I think I was in, it was either year 8 or year 9, and I was scrolling through TikTok, and it was this story of a current doctor, and he had gone to be a doctor in a really remote country, like a third world country, I think it was Afghanistan. And he was just talking about, like, I watched all these videos on, like, all of his experiences, and I just thought that is so cool, like, the lives he saved, the things he did, the things he applied to saving those lives, and I thought that was really cool. So to be fair, doing medicine, where that comes from is I want to be an army doctor, actually.
Wow.
So I'm currently a cadet. So there's lots of like a military, like a St. John ambulance cadet. So there's lots of like military aspects in St. John's, and there's lots of marching and parades. So I think that would be really cool to go down that route.
That is amazing. Yeah. And no doubt that you're going to mention that on your application. Yeah. And that is, yeah.
Wow. That's the power of social media when it's for good, isn't
especially
it?
Especially TikTok. Wow, yeah.
So obviously I'm assuming to be an army doctor, mm-hmm. Is the plan still to go to university and do medicine conventionally and then join, or is there like an army route you can do directly, or?
How it works is you just at the end of sixth form, at the beginning of year 13, you apply to go and do medicine. And then in your third or fourth year, you apply to either the Royal Navy or the Royal Air Force or just the army. So fourth year of med school, I have 3 years to plan if I want to go into the NHS, but I do think right now I will go and apply to the Royal Air Force. I think that'd be sick.
I've got shivers thinking about it. That is so cool.
Yeah, wow.
And so did you, going through school, were you aware of what career paths you can take with science? So obviously there are things that, like you said, the vet is the one we know when we're young and we think about that, oh yeah, I want to be a vet, about all of these five options. Mm-hmm. But actually there are hundreds and thousands probably of jobs out there that you can do with a chemistry degree or biology degree. Or do you know what other options are out there, and do you have any, did any others cross your mind when you were thinking about careers?
For me, obviously, since I do like drama and stuff, I always thought about like acting and theatre degree. Yeah. But unfortunately, like careers in the arts are not the most stable, and I know careers in science are a bit more stable, so that's why I've leaned more towards that. And obviously still being like a vet was obviously on the cards in like year 8, but then like year 11 they do like careers stuff with us and like tell us what's post 16 and what's next step, so like things like that really helped me. And then it just obviously developed into marine biology starting like around end of year 11, start of year 12.
I was gonna say the same thing. School is a big way that I found out about all the careers in science. Yeah. So at the start of year 12 actually we went to an animal conference. Mm-hmm. That was organised by actually one of our biology teachers, Mrs. Clegg, and Dr. McMahon, which was really cool. I'd never thought of, even though we learn about different plants and different animals and science, I'd actually never thought about what would be having a career in like the animal aspect of biology, which was really cool. We have science fairs in school where like different students produce different science posters about things that they like in science, and then people can come and watch them or see what they've learned. And it's just school is a really good way to find out, because there's always things going on, especially in the science department, of different careers and different aspects of science.
Wow. It's brilliant, isn't it?
Yeah. Just so inspiring. I want to go back to school now and do it all again.
So just how do you think, like, obviously you want to be a marine biologist, so how do you think like that, obviously you're doing like some like of the art stuff with your drama and things like that. How do you think that's going to help? Kind of, because I think it'll have quite a lot of help.
Yeah, I mean, drama's always like been one of my favorite things to do anyway. And like, I looked at like entry requirements for like marine biology, and it was like biology plus another science. And if it was, if geography didn't class as a science, I would have done chemistry. But I love geography GCSE, and then I read like that geography classifies as a science at A level. So that's why I took geography. And then when it comes to like drama aspects in marine biology, like we went to St. Mary's Lighthouse the other week, and they like do talks with about like local wildlife, and like the seals were on the rocks, which was really cool to see. So like if I wanted to be like, not like a lecturer, but like
public speaker
with like teaching other people about marine life, it would be cool.
It's one of the things that, so from my experience, so when I was working in R&D, you get a lot of chemists who are absolutely fantastic and a lot of scientists who are brilliant, but you wouldn't put them in front of a room of people because they just couldn't. So yeah, I think that's kind of, but I think that for me is, it's telling the story. And I think that's how we make science more popular, is the right people telling the right stories.
Yeah.
So yeah, I think that's great. So that's brilliant.
That's a good point. What else do you think would help encourage people to take science? So you've taken science, but there are lots of people that don't like science as much or just prefer other subjects. But what do you think can be done to encourage them to take science?
I just like feel like putting yourself out there, just doing so much research. I know it's boring having to look into things, but like science to me is just so fascinating. Like in my head, I don't know why anyone wouldn't want to do a science course or a science subject. I just feel like with school, there's so much that goes on in the science department every day. So like there's always something going on. You'll see something, you'll think, oh, that's cool. So I just think the more about the exposure of science. How can we expose science more to younger people? When we can do that, then I believe the love and the fascination of science will increase.
Yeah, and I feel like for A-level science is daunting at first, and it's still scary for me. And it's like, and as Nancy said, putting yourself out there and like having good people around you and good teachers around you, because teachers do like, I know it's cliche, but like do shape your life in some aspect. Like GCSE biology was one of my, like when I had biology on my timetable at GCSE, I was like excited to go a lesson. Like other subjects like English language, that wasn't like, I wasn't excited to go English language, but like I was excited to go biology.
Brilliant. So one of the things that we've spoken about to some of the year 10 and 11 students, no, we've not had 11 students, but year 10 students, is that the jump from GCSE to A level, I still to this day think it's the hardest thing I ever did. You know, I went to do a degree. It wasn't as hard as the jump to A level. You know, I'm doing my master's now. It's not as hard as doing A level. So first question, do you think it is that jump exists? Do you really see it? And then what advice would you give to those year 10 and 11s who are about to take that jump?
I'm still feeling the jump from GCSE to A level.
Yeah.
It's quite intense. And like when I first started year 12 in September, I was like, whoa, this is more than I thought it was going to be. So for year 10 and 11, it will have to be just brace yourself. But like, as long as you are passionate about this subject, you will, and like you see when you get like say a C or a D and you want to get like an A or a B, you'll be like, I want this and I want to do it. And you'll keep pushing.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just make sure you brace yourself for the jump. Mm. It does exist and it is quite scary.
The jump to me is like talking about like the first couple of weeks of year 12. I don't remember there being a jump in the first month, but that's because I was so fascinated to be in sixth form doing just sciences.
Yeah.
I'd finally got all my humanities stuff out the way. So I was so happy. I was like, I'm here. So it wasn't that bad. The very start of the course for A-level, it's all about cells and like I love my cells, and then biological molecules was new content, but like it was guided pretty well. I've got two really good teachers at the moment, so that was really good. I feel like the jump came kind of in the middle of the year. So once we started doing harder topics, so like genetic information, doing things that we hadn't done before, that was when I was feeling like, okay, this is not GCSE anymore. I feel like with subjects that link really well to, well, obviously all the topics in A-level link really well to GCSE, but topics that flow on directly or go deeper in A-level than they did in GCSE, I was fine with. But topics that were completely new, I struggled with more, which is normal. But I definitely felt the jump there more than the starter topics that I did at the beginning of the year.
I promise you, the jump to degree is not as big as it is from this, so you'll be fine through uni, but yeah.
And you'll find the same thing, the excitement of being there. Mm-hmm. It'll just like take it all away, yeah. any difficulty, but yeah.
Brilliant. I think there's, well, two final questions from me. But yeah, so the first one, what is it you love most about school? So take the science stuff away. This is a pure school, college, sixth form question. What is it you love the most? The best thing about being here?
Three periods.
We've not had that one
yet. No, that's a new one.
So. Honestly, for me, year 12 has been my favourite school year so far. And I think it'll stay year 12 my favourite year, because you're allowed to connect with a lot more people. Because in year 7 to 11, there's so many people in your year group that you find your friends, and you don't connect to anyone else, because that's who you're going to stay with for the next 5 years of your life, just to get through it. But once you're at A-level, I talk to basically everyone in the year. We're just a community, because we are technically all in this together. Obviously we're doing different subjects, but especially the science students, we're all in this together. Mm-hmm. And it's nice to see the community that comes from it. Sixth form.
I really love the smaller classes. I think it's amazing. Our biology class is class. It's absolutely phenomenal. Everyone's really supportive of each other. So when we've got exams, people will be sending each other questions and stuff. It's just not something that happened, 70 or 11. I also love, like I said, the free periods. And I also love my friends. I feel like coming to A-level, I've made so many more new friends, if that makes sense, even though I've known them for 5 years. And I've also made some really, really good connections. And I've been taught so much by people that I likely never spoke to or wouldn't have spoke to 5 years ago.
Yeah, I really like that, going back to the small classes. It's just taking me back, actually, because it's almost like a closer, you've got a smaller group, you kind of feel like you can learn more. You've got the more of the attention of the teacher as well. You can ask them stupid questions. There's no stupid questions.
I do that all the time.
What you might think are stupid questions, you can ask those things, and you, as you say, you can work together. You're all in this together. You've got one goal to get through that exam and do well. And yeah, I think that's just really lovely.
I think also, just to add, being an A-level now, you respect your teachers much more than you did in year 7 or year 11.
Did you just wake up one morning with
I must have done, but it's a good, better relationships with your teachers, much closer. This is a better school community all around.
Oh, that's lovely. Okay then, right, I'm going to put you on the spot then. What's the thing you change about school? Not this school, particularly the bricks and mortar, but school life in general.
I mean, as in the education system, I guess, the way it's assessed, because I feel with biology, you can know so much and understand so much, but you just say the wrong thing on the piece of paper and you just lost a few marks and then they add up. And I wish it was not easier to get marks, but I wish it was more forgiving, I guess, because it's quite intense, the exams in general.
Yeah. I would say we have frequent assessments. So we have assessments, I know you said not this school, but we have assessments every 6 weeks. So you'll have like a good 4 weeks, a good month of just like enjoying the content and learning it. And then in 2 weeks time, you've got your assessment. So you've got to compress all that information to do the exam. I think what I would change about that is it just feels like sometimes every once in a while you're learning for the exam. And obviously I'm going to use all this knowledge that I'm learning now later on in life, doing my med degree. I'd probably change less frequent assessments, more learning and more just trying to understand the content and more quizzes. I do love a good quiz.
Yeah. It's an interesting one because obviously I'm trying to think back. We didn't do much of that regular assessment and I wish we did it.
Oh, really?
Because I think it would have caught gaps in my knowledge better that I could have focused on for the actual exam. So,
oh, well. Yeah. Yeah, they say you want what you don't have and you have what you don't want.
Yeah, exactly. So.
Yeah, we talked earlier about past papers, didn't we, and how they're really good. And the quizzes, I love that because different learning styles is really helpful, I think, having the different ways of learning and testing your knowledge, and but really quick ones so you don't have to kind of prepare loads for an exam.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Brilliant. Right. Yeah. Well, thank you both very much for coming on. And just want to say good luck with your exams and I'm sure you'll absolutely smash it. And I think one thing that we've learned by being here today is that the future of this country and the northeast is in pretty good hands from the people we've spoken to today. So
got medics, marine biologists, the lot.
Nuclear fusion.
The year sevens.
Unbelievable. So
thank you for having us.
You're very welcome. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.